We're told in verse 40, he took his staff in his hand and chose him five smooth stones out of the brook. Now, I've heard it said the reason he chose five smooth stones was because of the fact he thought if he messed with one, he'd use another. Well, David didn't intend to miss, friends. He didn't need but one, actually. Well, somebody says, well, why did he take five stones then? Well, if you turn over to 2 Samuel, the 21st chapter, verse 22, you'd read this. These four were born to the giant in Gath and fell by the hand of David, by the hand of his servants. You see, he had four sons, and David was sure those sons would come out when he slew the giant. And he had five stones. That's all he needed, friends. And you know the story. It's so familiar. David said to him, the battle is the Lord's. And God gave him the victory, and the giant was slain. This is such a familiar story. We've gone over it rather hurriedly. But there are great spiritual lessons that we actually just pass by. But we need probably just say today that the giant represents the world. And Saul, I think, represents Satan. And David represents the Lord Jesus Christ and the believer today who's in Christ. David treated Goliath as an enemy. We're told, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world, but we're in the world, but not of it. We're to use it, but not abuse it. And we find that what a difference between David and Samson. Samson treated the Philistine as a friend. He married one of them. But David treated this fellow Goliath, he was an enemy. And the world system, this cosmos today, not the world of people, but the system in the world is the enemy of the believer today. And the very interesting thing is the faith of David that enabled him to go out to meet the giant. And we're told that faith is the victory that overcometh the world, and that this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. It's the same thing that Joshua met at Jericho, and he found out that the battle is the Lord's. And he found out something else here. He could not use the weapons of this world. He had to use his own weapons, his own methods, and those were the ones that God had schooled him in. And the believer needs to recognize that today.